Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Often when we see someone struggling or suffering, we wonder, why? Why is that man homeless? Why is that woman sick? Why does that family fight so much? Whenever we see unpleasant situations, whatever they might be, we wonder, why? Jesus speaks about sin's connection to struggles and suffering in the case of the man who was born blind. "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," he said. Not every hardship is caused by a particular sin. The struggles and sufferings that many people experience are beyond their control. So why was he blind? That man was blind for two reasons. The first reason was because he was born in a sinful and cruel world. The impact of sin is terrible and enormous. It can be sickening and distressing. Suffering is the result of living in this sinful world. But Jesus teaches that not every experience of suffering in our lives is due to a particular sin we have committed. The second reason this man was blind is far more beautiful. He was born blind so that God could work through him. Jesus saw him and had mercy on him. He reached out to the man and healed his physical malady. Through this miracle, Jesus revealed his power as the Son of God to give sight and heal. This is why God sent his Son. Sin destroys, but Jesus restores. Jesus, I know that by nature I am blinded by sin. Thank you for reaching out and healing me from my blindness through your Son and your Word. Open my eyes that I might see Jesus as the light of the world. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.